Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday was a happy day, happy day, happy day. So from multiple states throughout the country, with the exception of New York and California, I believe, people were just ripping off their masks. Mine ripped off faster than my bra. You know, when you get home, like the bra comes off, mask flinging everywhere, hits the cat in the face. It was fun. It was, you know, cats are happy, dogs are happy. They now get to play with the masks. It's a good time, right? Until business owners start to kind of call and text each other going, wait a second here. How does this work? So basically, the CDC said if you're vaccinated, you get to be done with the masks. After weeks of pressure and months of some explanation about why these face coverings were mandated, now as opposed to just giving everybody N95 masks or doing masks correctly, the CDC buckled and said, you know what, all right, fine. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask outdoors. You don't have to wear the mask indoors. They got cut on the science narrative, going, show us the science that we need to wear a mask outside if we've been vaccinated. And the reason why they still stuck to it as long as possible is vaccinated people can still get COVID. I mean, vaccinated people can still get COVID, they can still spread COVID. But people were promised that if they did everything they were supposed to, they were going to get to breathe without anything obstructing their facial orifices. And so the CDC is like, okay, fine. Right? You guys don't have to wear masks. If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks. If you've been unvaccinated, some guidance may be coming soon, but you still need to wear masks indoors, outdoors, in certain arenas, etc. And for anybody, vaccinated or unvaccinated, depending on your state and local or tribal laws, you might still have to wear the mask. So even though I didn't throw away my masks, it stinks because I got a brand new, like, you know, Dallas Cowboy mask. They're in my purse. I have them just in case somebody changes their mind. But where things are very confusing, which we've talked about now for months, is how the heck do you know if somebody's lying or not? So I'm coming to work today, I'm coming to the studio, you see people without the mask, people with the mask. I'm not going to ask. I mean, I'm vaccinated, so I feel I have a good amount of protection. So I waved. It was nice to see people's smiles. I actually brushed my teeth today, like, really good because people could see my teeth now, right? And I'm, like getting ready to get an upper lip wax. And I'm actually now putting makeup on the lower half of the face. So I'm, like, all now ready to be out there in the open, right? You know, maskless. It's really liberating. But the problem is for those of us business owners that have staff, what's our liability? Now, in my neck of the woods, right, I own a couple salons. The cosmetology board basically left it up to the governor and the Nevada. I live in Nevada. The Nevada statutes and mandates in terms of you don't force someone to prove they're vaccinated. So, you know, we're not telling you to do it. We're not telling you to not do it. We're just, you know, just it's basically going to be up to the business's discretion on how they want to follow what the CDC and the governor gave us in terms of a CDC mask guidance loosening. So if you're a business owner, and let's say you have a restaurant or a bar, and your bartender or your stylist or your food server says, you know what, yeah, oh, I'm vaccinated, so I don't have to wear a mask. I don't think you could legally ask them for proof of vaccination. I think because of HIPAA laws, people have that protection in terms of their medical privacy. So in my state, you're not supposed to ask somebody to show proof of vaccination. Now, I'm not entirely sure about the legality of it because already we see workplaces say you need to show proof of vaccination. But those are private companies, and I think some businesses have that sort of leeway. But for the most part, I don't think you can force somebody to show you their medical records. And so now the situation we have is, if somebody is wearing a mask, it's their scarlet letter. If somebody's wearing a mask, that now shows everybody that they aren't vaccinated. Well, then there goes their privacy, their medical privacy. So you're going to have some people that don't want to look like they have to be shunned, because remember, the people who have waited to get vaccinated are being now vilified in the media. And I'm seeing even doctors saying we got to hunt these people down and get them vaccinated. I mean, I'm seeing all these weird discourses on people who are not vaccinated. Why would they wear their mask and get themselves called out? They're going to want to live in hiding. If somebody has chosen not to vaccinate, they want that private decision private. So you can't trust, if somebody's not wearing a mask, that they truly are vaccinated or not. And so what if somebody wants to turn a restaurant in? And they say, you know what, I know for sure that person was complaining about masks, and I saw them without a mask. Is that restaurant now liable? Is that restaurant owner liable because he didn't force everybody to open up their medical history? I mean, I really foresee people rip off the mask so they don't get that evil eye or that dirty stare or that accusation or that, you know, you can't be served here. I think everybody's going to be taking off their masks going, yeah, I was vaccinated. Yeah, I was vaccinated. So it's kind of a cluster. You know, this is why we need to be really, really careful when we come up with government mandates. I've worn a mask as a doctor. I think it protects the patient. I think it protects me. I like masks, but I like clean masks. I also don't like the concept of it delineating somebody, kind of like, you know, the Jude armband during the Nazi era or the scarlet letter on the chest. If a mask now identifies you and can cause discrimination, what the public is going to want to do is just rip it off. So you can't have some people in it, some people not. It's a cluster. So I think we are going to see some line. I'm relieved that vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask, you know. And like we talked about, you could still unfortunately get the virus, but I really think it has to be a person's choice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Yoon, and we're taking your calls and your questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yoon writes, for those of you who are writing or sending notes on Twitter or Facebook or by email at drdahlia.com, wants to know, why are the masks being loosened now when we have variants and what's going on in India? And so I don't have an exact answer to that, except let sleeping dogs lie. All right? Finally, the mask guidance is loosening. But Yoon has a good point. From an epidemiological standpoint, and by the way, the epidemiologists, from what I understand, are a little upset at the CDC. From an epidemiological standpoint, everything you guys have been taught, right, makes what we've done in the last few days, actually what we've done in the last 15 months, very confusing. The second I heard we were going to do a mask mandate months ago, or last year, I knew we were going to be in trouble because there was going to be no way to end it if you're using the same argument. So if the same argument is, well, look, a mask is needed to protect against infectious disease, then, what happens with flu? What happens with another coronavirus? What happens with the variants? Well, you need to protect yourself and you need to protect others. And, what about, vaccine? What if you've had COVID? If you've had COVID, do you need to wear the mask? Yes, you have to wear the mask. Well, why? Because if you had COVID, you might not have lifelong immunity. Well, do the vaccines give us lifelong immunity? So I knew from day one we were going to end up being hypocritical. It just was going to happen. And so here we have variants. We have a bunch of people in the New York Yankees who were vaccinated, still got COVID, still positive for COVID, which means technically, if we want to be in a sterile situation, don't get mad, I'm not saying this, but if we are technically promoting the same narrative that we've done the last 15 months, it would mean none of us are ever free from COVID or protected, and you need to wear a mask whether you're vaccinated or not. This is why the CDC originally put that narrative out there. The reason why the CDC didn't backpedal, shall we say, on the mask issue is because they were following the same sort of discourse, the same sort of narrative they had of, well, if there's a 5% chance and COVID is so deadly, you can't take that 5% chance. See, that's the problem. They closed businesses down over this. And when businesses said, look, but if you're outside, transmission is low. If we're masking, if we're social distancing, transmission is low. Why are you? They had to double down. I'm not saying they had to, meaning it was the right move, but they felt they had to double down. So you have India grappling with some severe cases, multiple countries, Russia, Iran, Mexico, Ukraine, Netherlands, Philippines. There's cases still all over. We have variants all over. We know that our vaccine isn't 100% against the variants, which means technically we are at risk for COVID. So then why are we loosening the masks? Because the mask mandate should have never happened. The mask mandate was where we went wrong. That's why I had done a study where you look at the mask and you see how dirty they are. When people were told they had to do something or buy something, they took the easy way out. They took something that they could maybe wash once a week, and they're putting dirty things on their face thinking they're going to prevent themselves from COVID. And when science shows, look, COVID's outsmarting the masks, then people start to go, look, are these masks really helping us? What they should have done since day one is get everybody access to the N95 respirators. All this money, these trillions of dollars that they want to spend on all sorts of stuff, I think early on in the pandemic could have been, put towards that, the proper mask production, give everybody masks and have it a choice. Now, they said if you wear a mask, you prevent spreading it to other people. So they wanted to stop a respiratory spread. And instead, people who were at home ended up getting it easier than people outside. So the mask mandate could, in essence, and be argued as to possibly have worsened the situation. And now here we are where we could be facing another wave. And we have people in businesses that are going to pretend that they were vaccinated. Imagine if you're a restaurant owner and people are looking to be, yay, this is safe, I want to go to a vaccinated place, and there are waiters wearing a mask. People are going to say, what, you guys aren't vaccinated here? Oh, I'm leaving.
will employers ask their employees to just fake it so people don't get turned away? We decided somehow that a mask meant sterile, and it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, seeing somebody with a face covering does put me at a little ease because, you know, having worked in restaurants, being a physician, people cough and spread illness all the time. That, you know. But I know they're dirty. I swabbed them. I cultured them. Look on my Twitter or my Facebook or my website, and it talks about what lingers on your dirty masks. And so, you know, I kind of get grossed out when I see somebody with a mask you could tell was in their pocket that they just quickly threw on their face. It turned out it's pretty disgusting. So people think I'm anti-mask. I'm not anti-mask. I am very pro N95 respirator without a valve mask. I am pro the mask that has been shown to fight the virus. Or not fight, but help prevent it. I am not pro all these dirty things people have been putting on their faces. And now the idea that a mask can make you appear to be, you know, in one population or another. I don't like that. I don't like how kids couldn't see their teachers' faces or their grandma's face. I don't like how we've had a lack of communication. I don't like how we've had this coldness. I mean, look at what happened with the gas shortage. There's videos of people bringing plastic bags or laundry baskets to gas tanks to fill up with gas during the shortage. I don't know how a laundry basket with holes collects gas. But we have become a society where we're very selfish, we're every man for themselves, and we're going to be making that worse now with the mask mandates. So, you know, Biden finally took off his mask. See, that's the thing. This was all public. You know, people started to say, really, is this for theatrics? You're really wearing the mask for theatrics. This is for control. And I think the government kind of realized that if they want people vaccinated, they need to, you know, dangle a carrot. What really happened is the Biden administration found out that there's still, I guess, at least 100 million plus people that still are not going to get vaccinated. And they want there to be incentive. And so they're using the mask loosening and the mask ditching as an incentive. Meanwhile, we're being told that epidemiologists are like, guys, really? Really? That still doesn't make sense. So are masks going to come back? Oh, probably. But it should be a personal decision. If you want to cover up your nose and mouth, it's personal. Me as a doctor, we are required to be sterile when we do an operation. But in terms of seeing patients in non-sterile settings, a mask is voluntary. I wore one. I wanted to do that for my patients. I wore one. But it was my choice. I think in certain situations, we should be allowed our own personal freedoms and our own personal choice. And now people are going to, like I said, ditch the mask. You will have no idea if they're vaccinated or not. And that's where we start to, you know, things start to get a little cloudy. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fighting in the Middle East continues. Once again, Hamas is launching rockets towards Israel. They've returned with air fire on the Gaza Strip. The Associated Press said their headquarters were destroyed during an Israeli airstrike on a building after people were told to evacuate. Palestinian authorities say over 130 people have died. Mediation efforts are underway. The U.S. envoy is now on the ground meeting with Palestinians and Israelis separately. Egypt is also working to de-escalate the intense fighting. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the loss of life was tragic and horrific to watch. She also said President Biden supports Israel's right to defend itself. This is USA Radio News. A Florida congressman may have paid over a dozen women for sexual favors. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
The DailyBeast.com reporting Friday that former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg will tell federal investigators that Congressman Matt Gaetz paid over 15 women for sex. Sources tell the website that one of those women later got a no-show government job funded by Seminole County taxpayers. Also, one person tells the Daily Beast they saw Gaetz snort cocaine at a hotel in Orlando in 2019. Greenberg expected to plead guilty Monday to federal charges and cooperate with an investigation into Gaetz. Gaetz has not been charged with a crime, and he denies paying women for sex. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The situation in Japan is getting worse. They now have expanded the coronavirus state of emergency that's in Tokyo. It's now in 9 other areas as well. It's only 2 months away from the beginning of the Tokyo Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Keep the questions coming. So we've been asked, how many vaccinated individuals vaccinated for COVID have tested positive for COVID or come down with COVID after vaccination? Now, the numbers are very grossly underestimated. We've talked about this, you know, but as of last month, I believe the CDC said there were close to 6,000 people who had been vaccinated that ended up turning up positive for COVID, which was a fantastic number, well within what we expected, but again, a gross underestimation. I really feel that a huge number of people being vaccinated, I think I could get COVID at any time. I just think the vaccination prevents me from being hospitalized. But I think if I'm out there not wearing the mask, yeah, I could get COVID. COVID's out there. You got rhinoviruses out there. You got adenoviruses out there. You got enteroviruses out there. You got coronaviruses out there. And you got the COVID-19 virus. And you got the variants. So my being vaccinated protects me against hopefully being consumed by the virus, but it could still come in. It can still hang out in my nasal passages and my eyes. I can still cough it out, spew it out. You know, I forget if it's sexually transmitted. I don't think so. You know, once you have a very big, when you have a respiratory sort of illness, it's really hard to kind of extrapolate, you know, if that other person got it because of sex. I guess I'd have to probably look at the, you know, genital area and swab it and things like that. In China, they were swabbing tushies. So I'm sure there's some sort of a vaginal or urethra swab. That'll be an interesting study for a different day. So to answer your question, how many people have gotten COVID after vaccination? The big question to that is thousands. We just don't know how many. We talked about the Yankees, how seven of them had received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, ended up becoming positive for COVID. I believe they're fine. None of them have been hospitalized. The coaches are like, this is great. The vaccine kept us from getting super sick. But yeah, people, vaccinated people, Bill Maher, can't get COVID. That's something we've expected, which is why some of you with the mask mandate loosening are a little confused that vaccinated people can have and still spread COVID. Well, again, that's why, like I said, the mask mandate was a cluster from the beginning, because there was going to be no way to reverse it without having to basically step on your own science. So I'm glad masks are loosening. I don't like where we're going to go next with it in terms of either people lying or people being branded, but that's where we are with that. So as a physician, I'm licensed in multiple states, and I take care of patients on telemedicine. I'm having people call in with coughs and colds and shortness of breath, and people are getting grumpier and grumpier because they don't want to cough. They don't want to sneeze. They want to get back to life. They don't want to wear a mask, and so they want an antibiotic so they can stop coughing, or they want like a cough syrup with codeine. We used to always give cough syrups with codeine because it would help suppress the cough. We don't really like to do that a lot, and we definitely don't do that in kids. We don't want too many people on narcotics, but people are asking that because they have symptoms. And when I say, look, can you go get tested for COVID? They're like, oh, heck no. I've been vaccinated. I don't have to. And millions upon millions of people are using telemedicine now, which is fantastic. I love telemedicine. Stocks, telemedicine stocks went back up today. You know, telemedicine is going to be the new primary care, whether you agree with that concept or not. Medicine over a phone or over a computer is now going to be the main triage, the main way primary care is being administered. There's pros and cons to it. I still like people having one-on-one facial interactions, and this is one of the reasons why. Because I think the answer to that question is probably a huge percentage of us. I don't want to just say 80% or whatever, but I think the average vaccinated American, if they get exposed to COVID, can technically have it. That's just the mRNA vaccine that we got, or the DNA vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, helps make spike proteins that your body comes up with an immune system for to help fight it when they see it. But in order for you to fight it, the virus has to get into your body. So if the virus gets into your body and leaves any sort of a genetic footprint, that could get picked up on the genetic sequencing test. Or if any of the virus particles get killed off by our immune system, then some of the antigen pieces could be there. So yeah, people are going to show up positive. The more you test, the more you find. That's just the way that works. The problem is that people don't want to get tested. You know, now with the mask mandates loosening, it is a huge win for businesses on one end, going to be a pain in the butt on another end. And as I said previously, some of you may be dictating how businesses handle their masks. If a group of population wants to know that a restaurant is full of vaccinated employees, and the manager sees that half of his staff didn't vaccinate and are wearing a mask, will that manager ask that staff to remove the mask so people think they're vaccinated? I mean, businesses have been struggling so much that we don't know where the confusion and the desperation is going to lead. And if somebody walks in and says and sees staff with, you know, wearing masks, a whole bunch of masks, they're going to think that that's an anti-vaccine company. And so bosses might be like, guys, ditch the mask so people don't think, you know, you guys weren't vaccinated. So there's going to be some inherent problems with that. But answering Yoon's question, if the possibly a good number of people could be positive for the virus despite being vaccinated, was it a good move to remove the masks? And I, like I said, once you start a mask mandate, it is so hard to reverse. I mean, once the government, right, does something, reversing it will actually mean hypocrisy. And so that's kind of what we're seeing now with the government. They have to backpedal. They realized that there was going to be no way to take the mask off because if their narrative was, guys, right, you could have a 0.001% chance of dying of this virus, so we have to take any 0.01% chances seriously. So for those of us who are vaccinated and have 95% immunity against hospitalization and death, that 5% is a bigger number than the death rate. Then the narrative is, well, that percentage is still a number out there. You need to protect yourself. So I knew once the mask mandate was administered, there was going to be no way to remove it unless they basically did a reverse, a 180 degree reverse and said, yeah, you know what? It's okay, guys. If you're around the virus, it's okay. That's what people were looking for originally, but they weren't okay. Some of them were dying. So how the government could save face is they could say, look, because you've been vaccinated and you don't end up in the hospital, if you get exposed to COVID, it's not as bad for you. Yeah, just 15 months ago, they were like, you can't even be exposed at all. You can't be in a restaurant. You can't be in a movie theater. You can't be outside your house. You have to be on lockdown. You can't take off the mask. So the American public now has to rethink all that they were told and mandated. And many of you are questioning, but it doesn't make sense. There's variants, so we're now going to be exposed to the variants because we're not wearing the mask and the shot isn't 100%. You're right. I mean, you're right. It's just the government is not going to get away with keeping people masked as a mandate. I like what some of the other states did where they said, it's up to you guys. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. And that's going to be, those people are going to be the ones that basically save the country in terms of this whole mask mandate, mask loosening, being discriminated against, being marked, right? Those people say, look, I haven't vaccinated, but I just don't want to breathe your bad breath. Those people who feel like still wearing masks are going to probably soften then the conversation. But right now, it's going to look a little ugly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Skylar wants to know about marijuana and insomnia. Does marijuana help you sleep? So I'm not a marijuana user. Going to medical school, you're not supposed to do drugs. You keep getting drug tested. So it, I was like, I didn't really want to smoke. I don't think they had edibles to that degree like they do now. So I never in my college days got to experience what a lot of you guys got to experience, you know, trying to get into medical school and working a bunch of jobs. I just couldn't even take a chance of doing anything illegal because pot was illegal at the time. And I don't know, you know, as long as I could have a drink every now and then, I was good. And I couldn't really afford anything also. I don't even know how much it would have costed. So I can't talk to you guys about personally. What I can, though, tell you is many patients have been turning to marijuana for sleep. And the science behind marijuana is vast. And a little anemic in terms of of the studies needed to be able to say, look, this is equitable to an Ambien. This is equitable to like a generic Tylenol PM, or this is equitable to a Xanax. And so, because what people have been using for sleep all these years to help fall asleep has been a variety of things. So some people have used sex to fall asleep. Now, go, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, let's have sex. They have sex, they're able to go to sleep. Some need to listen to music. Some need to watch TV. Some need to have a drink, which is kind of one of the worst things you could do because the alcohol forces you to not have a good cycle of sleep. But some people drink. Some people have warm milk or a turkey sandwich. So there's a variety of things people have done. Some go to an Ambien. Some go to over-the-counter sleep aid, which usually has antihistamines. Some go to their Valium or their Xanax. And so when somebody wants to compare marijuana to these, or melatonin, some people go to melatonin, it's going to be different based on what you took. Your Ambien sleep is much different than your Valium sleep, which is much different than your Benadryl sleep, which is much different than your melatonin sleep. And then you have various strains of marijuana. You got the sativa, you got the indica, and then there's all these various types of marijuana. And indica usually are the ones that are more sedating, sativa's more stimulating. And so many people have noticed that they could use marijuana to sleep. It relaxes them, makes them tired. And isn't that so much it makes you tired, or isn't that it turns off the stress response that keeps you awake? So for those of us that have insomnia, one of the things that keeps people up are their thoughts. You know, for me, I didn't really struggle with sleep until menopause or perimenopause, which came in my late 30s. And I didn't even realize I was in menopause till I told my doctor, look, I'm having trouble sleeping. She's like, let's check your estrogen. I'm like, I still get my period. She goes, Dahlia, after the testing, you're in menopause. I'm like, she gave me some estrogen. I slept better. So it's estrogen. You know, it's not the melatonin, it's not the Ambien, it's the estrogen that works the best for me. But one thing I noticed for me when I couldn't sleep is I'm very busy. My days are very busy. And so when things happen, I don't really stop to process. I don't have the type of jobs where I could stop and think about that. Going, what did my son mean by that? Is my son trying to talk to me about something? Or, wait, did I forget to pay that bill? I don't have time to stop and do that. I'm on air right now. I'm on air. I can't stop and think about if something is, you know, going the right way. I have to wait till I get off air. But then I see patients. And when you're with a patient, you can't stop and think about your life. And then you're at home and you're with the family, you're cooking dinner and you're dealing with the kids or you're dealing with the pets, trying to exercise, whatever. And so it isn't until I get into bed that I then start to process everything. And I'm like, okay, so I have to do this tomorrow. I have to do this tomorrow. Don't forget. Try not to forget. I'm trying to put things to memory. It's really hard to put things to memory when you're trying to zone out. And so a lot of it is very preventable. All right, make sure I deal with everything I need to deal with. Do it a couple hours before I go to bed. Then do some mindless activity that doesn't require me to think or stretch my brain out. And then I could just zone on a teddy bear or on a half-naked Michael Fassbender or whatever and fall asleep. So that is ideal. Do I do that? No. Easier said than done. Because as soon as I go to bed, I realize, oh, wait a second, I forgot about this. Oh, you know what? I should talk about this on my show. That's the other thing, too, my show prep. A lot of my show prep starts the day before. It climaxes the night before because that's when I'm like, oh, that's going to be funny. Or I should talk about this. And then so I end up not sleeping that well. Other people don't sleep well because their partner snores. Their partner's snoring. And so the partner wakes them up. Or another thing in my case, the dog decides to want to get up on the bed. She has stairs to get up on the bed, but no. She wants to come up on the bed where mommy be. So she could be like, see, mommy, I'm here. I want to cuddle. So every night in the middle of the night, she wakes me up. So she comes on the bed and then we cuddle, which is ridiculous because I need to sleep. And the cats, they want to eat. The main cat tells the other cats to jump on me, wake me up, so they could get fed in the middle of the night. So all this stuff happens. And then on top of that, your bladder. Sometimes you get up in the middle of the night because you have to pee. So if you have to pee, now you're going to get up in the middle of the night, which is why people with diabetes have poor sleep, obesity. It's a vicious cycle because if you're not sleeping well, you gain weight. And if you're not sleeping well, then you're going to realize you have to pee. The average person has to urinate twice a night. But if they sleep through it, they don't get up in the middle of the night. Why twice a night? Well, because every few hours, you urinate. So if you have a nice 9-hour stint of sleep, I know you guys are laughing at that, but let's say theoretically, on the perfect planet, you get 9 hours of sleep. That means every 4.5 hours, you feel like you have to pee. That's not abnormal. But if you're asleep through it, then you go through the night without having to pee. But if you're getting up a lot in the middle of the night, it could be you have insomnia, it could be you have an infection, it could be you have diabetes, and that is causing you to get up to urinate. So with marijuana, if what marijuana does is help you feel like you don't have to pee, you might sleep through it. If marijuana makes you not care about your day, who cares if that bill is overdue? Tomorrow's going to come. I'll deal with it tomorrow. If marijuana helps you feel like that, it's going to help you sleep, if that's what's causing you to stay awake. But if you're staying awake because you are on, let's say, a stimulant, that marijuana might not be able to counteract that stimulant. If you are staying awake because you have noise or you have constant interruptions, that marijuana might not have you that sedated for that. The reason why I don't, as a doctor, recommend marijuana for sleep is because I really believe at some point you gain a tolerance to it. I don't know if you would become dependent and addicted before that, but you would definitely get a tolerance. Where after a while, that doesn't work. The big problem with people with insomnia is after a while, the Ambien stops working. The Benadryl stops working. The Valium stops working. Which means you still need to get to the root of why you can't sleep and get that cycle started. Maybe you need the room cooler. Maybe you need some oxygen when you sleep. Maybe you need to deal, you know, get away from the stress. Maybe you need to have some sex. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries.
Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.